Welcome to the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. My name is Kushbu and I am your host. I am a nutritionist, life coach, and founder of the wellness consulting business, K-Way. On this podcast, we chat all things physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health to ensure you thrive from the inside out in order to create a more joyous and fulfilling life. Grab a cup of coffee, bottle of kombucha, or a glass of wine, and let's chat.
Welcome back to another episode of the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. I am so happy you're here. And today's a great day to be tuning in because I'm on such an endorphin high. And so the vibes are going to be explosive. I just got back from the gym. I did a lower body workout today. And I got to say, this past month while I've been in Dubai, I've switched up my workouts. I'm focusing more on strength because now I have access to a gym, equipment, and barbells, dumbbells, kettlebells, the works. It's just such a joy. And man, I'm just thinking back those days of lockdown when I was, you know, trying to, well, I guess all of us, right? Trying to make the most of the limited equipment we had at home. And now it just feels like such an abundance to have so much equipment to play with. And I'll give you a little tip. If you are finding it hard to muster some mental strength, work on your physical strength because the mind and body are so freaking interconnected that when you improve your physical strength, even marginally, mentally, you just become so much stronger. So give it a shot. But anyways, since I'm just talking to you guys about endorphins and joy and happiness and all that other good stuff, let's just dive into today's episode because we're talking about joy. And let me ask you a question. Do you ever get those moments when you're feeling really great, but then all of a sudden there's a voice inside of you that starts to panic? Worry creeps in and your joy is suddenly replaced with fear. Fear that something terrible is going to go wrong any moment now. There's no way you're able to feel this happy, and it's only a matter of time till the shoe drops. That's the way it always has been. And before you know it, you've stopped yourself from fully embracing all the reasons in front of you, which should be leaving you in a state of total bliss. And instead, you traded it for bouts of paranoia and the expectation that something is going to go wrong. I know you've experienced this. There have been countless times in the past where this has happened to me, and it still does. Fortunately, now I'm much more aware of what's happening, whereas in the past, it was happening very much on an unconscious level and would totally throw me off. And here's the thing, when we know better, we can choose better. And when we choose better, guess what happens? We attract so much better, which is why we're going to talk all about it. I say this time and time again, but manifesting is an energy game. And if you really want to hack the system and manifest intentionally and manifest fast, you need to harness and leverage your energy in a way that serves you and actually aligns with your desires. Let's be honest, you expect every single one of your desires to bring you joy, whether it's getting that amazingly loving relationship, those friendships that light your soul on fire, travel to your bucket list destination, dollar bills which is flowing your way, promotions coming out of nowhere, your health skyrocketing, and so much more. And here's the thing, all these desires are going to bring you an immense amount of joy. And so it almost seems counterproductive to let fear take over. Am I right? Or am I right? And the reason I was inspired to do an episode on this topic is because in the past week alone, I've had conversations around this very topic with at least 5 clients, and chances are you can relate to this expectation of something about to go wrong and waiting for the shoe to drop. And this is what essentially is known as foreboding joy. This is a term coined by researcher and motivational speaker, Brené Brown. If you aren't familiar with her work, I cannot say enough good things about her. She talks so much about vulnerability. And if you haven't seen her talk on Netflix yet, please, please go and watch it. I believe it's called The Call to Courage. And if it says anything, I've already seen it twice. And I probably will watch it again within the next couple of weeks. And as crazy as it sounds, allowing ourselves to feel any kind of joy is a huge act of vulnerability. Think about it for a second. The term vulnerability essentially means opening ourselves up to any kind of discomfort, be it physically or emotionally. When we allow ourselves to feel joy, we also open ourselves up to the possibility that it could be taken away from us in a split second, which is why we don't fully allow ourselves to immerse into certain positive emotions such as joy. And the idea of letting that feeling in and then it being snatched away seems way too painful to bear. And so we rather not experience any of it at all. With that in mind, it's hugely courageous to feel such emotions rather than shy away from that high. Anyways, in this talk, Brené Brown talks about the concept of foreboding joy, which is when we essentially experience two very different emotions at the same time, fear and joy. To avoid butchering this concept, I'm going to read out the way she describes it. Joy is the most vulnerable emotion we can experience. And if you cannot tolerate joy, what you do is you start dress rehearsing tragedy. Dress rehearsing tragedy is imagining something bad is going to happen when in reality, nothing is wrong. How many of you have ever stood over your child while they're sleeping and thought, oh my God, I love you, and then pictured something horrific happening? Or woke up in the morning and thought, oh my gosh, job's going great, parents are good, this can't last. When we're on this journey of growth, we almost assume that it's only going to be filled with rainbows and unicorns, and that is always smooth sailing. We forget that every level brings a new devil, another opportunity to work through some kind of limitation within. Ultimately, every level brings similar uncomfortable emotions, whether it's fear, anger, shame, guilt, resentment, whatever that negative emotion is that stirs up. But the thing is, with each level, it just comes from a different source. Yet, with a bit of self-awareness and mindfulness, we can alter how we navigate these emotions, and as a result, shift them much quicker so that it doesn't have a debilitating effect on us. And over time, our bounce back rate becomes so much quicker, and we're able to continue moving forward. There have been so many moments in the past month alone where my happiness has skyrocketed, and I literally feel like I'm not even on cloud nine. I'm on like cloud 90 or 9 million, right? But then out of nowhere, panic sets in. I can literally feel one part of my brain saying, this is too good to be true. Don't get used to it. And then it's followed up with a knot in my stomach. Think of your mind like a monkey mind. We have 60 to 90,000 thoughts a day, most of which are running on autopilot. Our thoughts are constantly jumping from one to another. And sadly, the loudest monkeys are fear and anxiety, which is exactly why we can be in the best mood and then suddenly one negative thought creeps up and it totally deflates us. The liberating part is when we allow ourselves to start observing our thoughts because we fully understand what is going on. Going back to what I was saying about the past month, when I would feel my joy being taken over by fear and expecting the shoe to drop. When that discomfort kicked in, I could fully see what was happening. And I literally had to self-talk myself out of it. I was literally like, okay, ego, I see what you're doing. Thanks for trying to protect me, but we're good. We can allow ourselves to feel this level of happiness without the need to try and prevent future discomfort. As much as the term ego has a negative connotation, its actions come from a self-protective, loving stance. Just like your intuition, your ego always has your back. It just has a funny and sometimes annoying way of showing it. As a way to minimize the risk of any kind of potential discomfort, the ego goes into overdrive and brings up all these fears, most of which are irrational, to keep you comfortable, to keep you safe, and to prevent you from taking any kind of action that could backfire. Because here's the thing, if for any reason something does in fact go wrong, you expected it and the blow won't come out of nowhere. The irony is that our expectation of something negative happening inevitably draws in those negative circumstances. When it comes to manifesting, we don't get what we want. We get what we expect. When we are expecting something negative to happen, that's us literally communicating to the universe that that is what we want. When we focus our attention on the worst case scenario, that's what we energize. And remember, the universe is only responding to your point of attraction, which is determined by your focus of attention and the way you feel. And so if you're living in a state of fear and focusing on the worst case scenarios, don't be surprised when a negative outcome kicks in. And this is exactly why sometimes the most kindest and warmest people experience something terrible, even though they don't deserve it. Their energy and point of attraction are merely drawing in that negative experience. As much as we have normalized the concept of paranoia and expecting the worst to happen, remember that you can change your story at any given moment. You can choose to lean in the other direction, especially if it is more likely to serve your growth and your happiness. And while it's not a term as widely recognized, there's another concept. known as pronoia. So whereas paranoia is the expectation of the worst case scenario, pronoia is centered around expecting the best case scenarios to unfold. When we are living in a state of pronoia, we are living with the mindset, what if things end up unfolding way better than I could have ever imagined? Like with anything, it's a choice. Are you going to lean into paranoia because that's the way you've always been? Or are you going to decide that you are ready for better? And hence, you're going to choose better. So how do we actually get around this? When it comes to experiencing joy, we all have our upper limit. Based on our past experiences and conditioning and what we've seen our authorities experience and been told, we all have a maximum capacity of joy that we allow ourselves to feel. Beyond that upper limit, that joy can feel unfamiliar and almost uncomfortable. And as a result, we end up self-sabotaging ourselves. If we want to expand that upper limit, all it requires is to normalize our circumstances. What we normalize, we perpetuate. What we normalize, we allow. Otherwise, our subconscious mind will only trigger self-sabotaging tendencies to keep us comfortable within our limits. We need to consciously expand those limits. Next time you have that gnawing feeling like the shoe is about to drop, consciously choose to reframe it and think to yourself, wow, this gets to be my new norm. I am raising my upper limit. Just imagine how much better it can get from here on out. I mean, fucking get excited about your life and what is to come. The universe is always trying to please you, and that means responding to your signal. When you feel that sense of fear kick in or like it's going to disappear, the universe thinks, okay, I guess this is what she wants. Let me pivot the plan. However, on the flip side, when you allow yourself to bask in the glory of your current circumstances and fully immersed in that joy, the universe will only continue to dole out more reasons to feel that level of joy. And that is truly what it means to be an intentional manifester. When you control your focus of attention in order to control your energy and emotional state, and hence what you are drawing in. It really is as simple as that. You want to manifest your deepest desire, then you got to allow yourself to feel really happy right here and right now. This is law of attraction 101, baby. Like attracts like. No matter how much you want something, your energy speaks louder. Wanting to manifest a loving relationship, but fearing that the guy you're with now might cheat on you, is only going to repel the very kind of relationship that you want. Wanting to feel a sense of freedom and ease around money, yet fearing that you aren't going to have enough, is only going to push away the dollar bills you so desire. But instead, realize that as long as you do your bit to develop the right habits, rituals, practices, and mindset to keep you at an elevated emotional state, or to put it simply, to keep you feeling really freaking content, it can only get better. Let me repeat that. It can only get better. That this is the law. It is not the hypothesis of attraction. It is the law of attraction, and it is always in motion. It's not a light switch we turn on and off when we feel like it. It is always working, and we need to make it work for us. And aside from self-talking yourself into normalizing the level of joy in front of you, the single most effective thing you can do is to fall into a constant state of gratitude. Like I mentioned above, as humans, we have different capacities for joy based on past conditioning and experiences. As cliche as it sounds that the happiest people are the most grateful, it could not ring more true. The next time something wonderfully blissful happens to you, allow yourself to feel grateful. Allow yourself to feel really freaking grateful. Instead of using it as a warning to start preparing for disaster or waiting for something terrible to go wrong, use it as a reminder to practice gratitude. I remember on the day I moved into the flat I'm currently staying in, I was almost overwhelmed with joy. It just felt so surreal and ticked off everything I had put on my manifesting list. I mean, stay tuned for an episode on this coming soon. Like, I'm just gathering all my thoughts, but the manifestations I've experienced in the past month have been wild. But anyways, knowing that this joy was almost enough for my ego to go into overdrive and think this is way too good to be true, I put aside a few minutes in the evening when I moved in to just sit in gratitude. And then I noted down the amount of joy and gratitude I felt. I allowed myself to really feel those positive emotions. And I'm super conscious to keep doing this daily. And the more we do it, the more we tell our egos that this is the new familiar territory. This is our new comfort zone. And as a result, our ego has little reason or need to project and stir up any irrational fears to keep us safe, because we are showing it that we are safe in the new norm. And on a final note, just remember that happiness is not a scarce and finite resource that's going to run out. It's infinite. It's abundant. And you can relax into the notion that the better it gets, the better it gets. If it helps, take accountability for the past when that was true and when the shoe didn't actually drop. Use it as perspective that it only got better when, even at the time, it seemed surreal. And if any reason something did go wrong or it did fall apart, realize that something great eventually came around. You still had access to joy. Maybe it just came from a different source. Experiences and situations may be finite, but the emotional experience isn't. And that's what we're after, the emotional experience of joy. And you know what? Let's end on an affirmation for the week ahead. Repeat after me. I allow myself to feel really freaking happy. The happier I get, the better it gets. Say it again. I allow myself to feel really freaking happy. The happier I get, the better it gets.
Thank you so much for listening to the Fit and Fulfill podcast. If you have an extra minute, I'd so appreciate if you could head over to iTunes and leave this podcast a 5-star review. In doing so, it helps other people receive this message so they can also go to the next level in their wellness journey. I'd love to connect with you. So please let me know what your biggest takeaways are in this episode and tag me on Instagram at kushku.kway in your social media post, or DM me to help me serve you better and create more content that you can resonate with. I'll see you next week, but in the meanwhile, I'm sending you so much love and goodbye.